Kim, let me ask you this question. I am the son of a father who came out of a very dysfunctional and broken home. I've heard him describe many, many times before he went home to be with the Lord about how difficult it was in that broken home, ordered out of the home when he was a 14-year-old, lived with seven different families from the time he was a teenager till he graduated from college. And he struggled with a lot of issues as a result of that. But he made this statement that I've never forgotten. He said, "The moment God gave me victory was when I realized that God loved me as much as he loved anyone else. And that verse of scripture in the Bible that says, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." I would love for you to describe, if you could, the moment you realize there is forgiveness available in the person of Jesus Christ for this act of abortion I committed, and there is a bright future ahead for me. I'd love for you to describe a little of that if you could.
Oh, that's a pleasure and that's a joy. And I think, you know, what it drives toward is for everybody listening to this to understand that one of our primary purposes here is to be Christ's dwelling place among men, that the Holy Spirit, our bodies are meant for that. And, you know, women can understand that as vessels of new life. But, you know, until we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, we're likely to do just about anything with our bodies and with our lives. And so, yes, I mean, the grasping God's love was the game changer for me. And it happened at a retreat. I was watching the Passion being played out, and Christ was being crucified. And they asked us to put ourselves in the drama and to determine who we were, who best reflected the state of our heart at that moment. And, you know, I saw Pilate, who was just being political and trying to extract what he could out of it for himself. And I saw his wife, who somehow supernaturally knew the truth but had nothing to stand on to influence anybody with that truth. And I saw the weeping women who were with him, suffering with him. And I saw those guards who gambled for his cloak. And I had to admit that, as I've told you, I had been saved. I had accepted Christ as my Savior 10 years earlier, but I had not made him the goal of my faith. I had not called him Lord. I had not submitted to his Lordship in my life. And as I watched him being crucified for me and saw them in their callousness gambling for his cloak, I saw how I was trying to cloak myself with salvation at his expense, when he had already paid it all for me. And I don't know, somehow his bravery allowed me to step over the line and say, I have no excuse. I am guilty of everything, including that abortion, and I will take whatever sentence you deem fit for me. I don't want you to suffer for me in this way anymore. And I still can be moved to think about the beauty of his bravery, you know, on our behalf. And praise God, I did. I expected to be condemned, vaporized. I don't know exactly what. It was just like, whatever happens, I have to repent. Praise God, instead of smiting me, he spoke into my spirit and said, tell them I love them. Tell them I love them, that's what this cross is about. And so that's why it's my joy to bring up that difficult day and everything that went with it, to warn others, but also to shine a light on the goodness of Christ and just how far he went to bring me back to himself.
Amen. Well,
you know, Kim, in your speaking there, I'm reminded of the book of Lamentations 3 that tells us that if it would not be for the mercy of the Lord, we would be consumed. And, you know, how we can thank God for his mercy.